சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 9 வெர்ஸ் 21.
தீதம் புக்த்வா ஸ்வர்கலோகம் விஷாலம் க்ஷீணே புண்யே மர்த்யலோகம் விஷந்தி ஏவம் த்ரயி தர்ம மனு ப்ரபன்னாஹ கதாகதம் காம காமா லபந்தே.
Having talked about the Ishvara Swarupam, the Lord Krishna talking about different types of bhaktas. Ishvara is pervading in all objects. Ishvara is formless originally, but every form of Ishvara is a symbol. Symbol always represents something else. Symbol is always representing something else. Just as the national flag is a symbol, it represents our nation. Similarly, each form of the Lord is a symbol. To whom the formless God? Each form of the Lord is a symbol which represents or indicates the formless God. But many people do not know this fact. Many people do not know this fact. What is that fact? The Lord's original nature is formless. All forms are only His symbols. These symbols are not His nature. People do not know this. Not knowing this, further what mistake they commit? They look at the Lord with a symbol, a form, and they want to fulfill all the materialistic pleasures through that formed Lord, which is not His original nature. What people do? Making use of the Lord as a sadhanam. Making use of that Lord as a sadhanam, like their own car. Just as people use their car to reach from one place to other, it serves as a sadhanam. It serves as a sadhanam. You use it and put in garage. And next day you want to use it and fill up the petrol and clean it and use it and put in garage. No. Similarly, people use the Bhagavan not in garage but in that puja room. They ask Him avahanam yadhasthanam pratishtapanam. What is the difference between that garage car and this God? The garage car, when you need, you use it, and when you don't want, you keep it there. In this small garage, God puja room, alaha decoration, the wooden and the decorated puja mandiram, you keep the Lord and avahanam, please come. For what? My sankalpa you have to fulfill. Then what? I will wait and see whether you fulfill my sankalpa or not. Go and sit back. Yathasthanam pratishthapayami. Again tomorrow I will bring you back and keep it. You back. This is what people's bhakti. And in this sankalpa, what they ask? They do lot of rituals. And they want more comforts for this body, for their family, for their environment. Lot of comforts I want. You provide me. Because you are here only to provide that. You are a sadhanam for me. Because you have only created whole the creation, you have to provide. So the demanding and commanding. Then what they do, by performing lot of rituals and all, they ask the Lord, while living here, I want comforts, healthy body, healthy children, healthy husband, servant, driver, all, what not, big list. Not only here, after leaving this body also, you have to fulfill further. Not only for me, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren also, you have to. This mother-in-law side, in-laws side, that mother's side, because if they don't have a problem, I am in trouble. Therefore, you take care of them also, so that they will not disturb me. So the Bhagavan is a sadhanam for many people. And after performing all these things, because of that punya, they go to Swarga Loka. The Swarga Loka, they buy this, you know, punya currency, dollars they give. And they go to Swarga Loka, a mini version of America, okay? You can say, a sterile atmosphere. Go there, and after visa only for some time, you know. Once that currency, punya, is over, you have to come back. You have to come back. They will send you back. They will send you back. How they send you? In Ardha Chandra Karena, they push you down. They push you down to Kuvam Karayini Lena. Because you have used Bhagavan for materialistic pleasures, materialistic comforts, which are all only temporary. Once that comforts, that pleasure, once it is exhausted, you have to come back. Where you come back? You come to again Manushya Loka. That is what Lord Krishna is telling in this 21st shloka. Sakama bhaktas are those people worshipping the God with some desires, some agenda, some motive behind. What desires? All ephemeral, temporary, impermanent desires. What are they? He says, those bhaktas means those bhaktas who are all materialistically oriented, materialistic bhaktas. Sakama bhaktas are materialistic bhaktas. They worship God only expecting something. They never worship God for God's sake. They never worship for God for God's sake. They never worship God for God's sake. For whose sake they worship? Either for their sake or for their family members' sake. Near and dear. Te means is equal to all this. In this te we come or not, we have to see. Definitely we come, Swaminina. I won't come, okay? I won't come. Those people, what they do? Tam swargalokam vishalam. Tam vishalam swargalokam. They go to Vishala Swargaloka. That America is most vast country. Four times vast than India. Adi Vishalam Swargalokam. They go. And they are all afraid of what? Visa is going to over, I have to go back to India. Visa is going to over, I have to go back to India. This worry is constantly there to all those people who are all in America. Those who are having green card and citizenship also, they have some worry. You know what worry? I have done a lot of analysis and I have come here. Okay. That's why I went to America. Okay. After getting citizenship, the person who is staying there, he is very much worried, Swamini, I am not taking care of my mother. He is a citizen of that country, now no problem at all. His children all are born there, but there is a guilt inside, pricking the person, I am not taking care of my mother. See, either visa problem or green card problem, both are not there, no? You are a citizen, but still, father, mother, I am not able to take care of them. How can you remove this guilt, tell me? You cannot remove this. Similarly, this Swargaloka is also Vishalam Swargalokam Bhuktva, enjoying. Enjoying means 24 hours power supply, 24 hours pure water, 24 hours, and they keep all animals, birds, you know, at bay. They should not come and disturb us. That much comfort they want. Okay, forget about America, our Swargam. Okay, Bhuktva means enjoying, having enjoyed all comforts. Rambha, Urvasi, Menaka, Tilottama, dance, music season. Dance season. Bhuktva, daily amritam, not like water, nor corporation water. Amritam bhuktva, enjoying all comforts. Then kshine punye, nanna puriyum, explanation venda. Kshine punye, punyam when it is exhausted, totally bank balance is nil now. Kshine punye, and the punyam fixed deposit is mature. You have taken, you have spent also, it is over. What happens? Martyalokam vishanti. Again they come to Martyalokam, means Manushyalokam. Why Manushyalokam is called Martyalokam? Martya means what? Mortals. The world of mortals, an artha. Martyalokam means, loka means world. Martya means mortals, the world of mortals. So everyone, whoever is born, they have to leave this body and go. You cannot stay permanently. My permanent job, my own house, you are not permanent. Where is the question of job, property, all these things, possessions? That's why Bhagavan knows. This person claiming everything, my own. You see, Bhagavan said, Asura, you are not permanent, first of all. What is the use of having all permanent things? They are not permanent. So that is called Martyalokam. Where we are living now, really speaking, nothing is belong to us. Just we have come into this world of God and using the all objects here which belong to the Lord and leaving them completely and going, not carrying even single pie. No, Swami, I will take 100 rupees with me, or 1000 rupees with me, or little gold I will take, little diamond I will take. Have you seen anybody is carrying anything? None of us. Either in the past or in the future, we can never see any person carrying. Everything they remove. While you are alive, you are wearing so many jewels. When you are going, pavam, let them be there. Her own, no? He is only having even vachi, ungaram, everything, ring, everything cultifying. No? Cultifiable. They remove that. But we always demand, this is mine, that is mine. Nothing. That is called Martyalokam. Again we come back to this Martyalokam, having enjoyed so many comforts. Again once you come here, lot of mosquitoes, lot of water problem, lot of every problem, gas problem, milk problem, what not. So many problems. Martyalokam Vishanti. What is the phalam for these people now? Gata gatam kama kama labhante. So this is the lot of those people who are worshipping God for materialistic pleasures. Whoever worship God, formed God, symbolized God for their own ends, for their own benefit, if they worship, all of them have to face this. Evam trai dharma anuprapannah. Evam, in this manner. Trai dharmam means Vedic rituals. Trai dharmam means Vedika sakama karma. Vedika sakama karma. The immature people resort to these Rigveda, Samaveda, Yajurveda, Purvabhaga, Karmakanda rituals. And they see the Jatakam, Nakshatram, for this Nakshatram, for this dosha, you do this ritual. Not only you have dosha, your son, husband and daughter, they have their dosha. If they have dosha also, you cannot live happily. Therefore, for their dosha also, you do this ritual. All are given where? Rik, Yajus, Samaveda. Trai Dharmam, Vaidika Karma rituals. They follow. Pujas for a sample. For example, one sample in a puja. Every day we do puja. Really speaking, we are worshipping the Lord. We are doing puja for God's sake. In the matter, question keta, we will close our eyes, you know, like ostrich madre. That ostrich, you know, it keeps its head inside the earth, you know, not seeing the world. We are all like ostrich. When the real question comes, we are like ostrich. We don't want to answer this question at all. Why? We think that our bhakti, asking the Lord for everything, worshipping God, this is the true bhakti we are thinking. Lord is meant for that only, we are thinking. But Lord Krishna says, these people are artha artharthi bhaktas. They are making use of me. Out of compassion, of course, I am providing. What they are asking? Temporary. Therefore, they are going to suffer later once they are completed that pleasures. Therefore, yatha yatha upaste tathaiva. With what intention you worship, that much benefit only Bhagavan gives. Therefore, don't complain on Bhagavan later. Okay. We are all asking for temporary things. We get temporary things. And the temporary things are temporary or permanent? Temporary things are temporary. We want permanent happiness. Bhagavan asking. Adeppadi mudiyum? You asked for temporary things and you want permanent happiness. How can I give? I am also helpless. Whatever you ask only I can give. Isn't it? Therefore, trai dharmam anuprapannaha, who are resort to, anuprapannaha means who have taken to, resort to, kama kamaha, the seekers of sense pleasures. Kama means materialistic sense pleasures. Kamaha means seekers of finite sense pleasures. Kamaha means seekers of sense pleasures. Why? Kama kamaha. They are the seekers of temporary sense pleasures. Therefore, they are called kama kamaha. Seekers of material pleasures. Finite material pleasures. Sense pleasures. So, they gatagatam labhante. For their worship, for their punya, what they get? Gatagatam labhante. What is you mean by gatagatam? Gata means going up. Gata. Agata means coming back. Gata, agata. Going up, coming back. Going up, coming back. Like giant wheel. You know, giant wheel. It goes up and again comes down. Again going up and coming down. Samsara chakram. Punarapi jananam. Punarapi maranam. Maranam up ponu. പുനരപി ജനനം കീഴ ഡൗൺ അപ്പ് അപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ഡൗൺ ഗതാഗതം പുനരപി ജനനം പുനരപി മരണം ദ കം ബാക്ക് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ ഫലം ഓഫ് സകാമ ഭക്താസ് നൗ യു വി ഹാവ് ടു ചെക്ക് വി ആർ സകാമ ഭക്താസ് ആർ നിഷ്കാമ ഭക്താസ് We never come to know there are two types of bhaktas. Namo bhakti da theriyum. I am a bhakta because every day mani. I'll play the bell, aarati, karpuram, puja, Vinayaka Chavati, Deepavali, Vijayadashmi. I am doing lot of puja and I am doing lot of decoration to Lord. This is bhakti what we know. Once you study Shastra only, you come to know there are two types of bhaktas. Among them, one is called as Sakama Bhakta, another one is called Nishkama Bhakta. After studying that, we come to know Sakama Bhaktas will get only temporary results. Temporary phalam, anitya phalam. Nishkama Bhaktas are only going to get nitya phalam. How do you know without studying Bhagavad Gita? Can you know? Bhagavad Gita padikumbode puriyala. Puriyirudhu Swamini. Vida mudiyiliye. Sakama bhakti, how many of us are dropping? Third course Bhagavad Gita, I am studying. Anna. Have you understood this loka? Are you implementing into your life? ഫസ്റ്റ് കോർസ് തന്നെ പുരിയില്ല പരവാല സെക്കൻഡ് കോർസ് ആവത് തേത്തം ഭുക്ത സ്വർഗലോകം വിശാലം ക്ഷീണേ പുണ്യം മർത്യലോകം You have to drop Sakama Bhakti, no? It's not so easy to drop Sakama Bhakti. You require a lot of maturity. You require maturity. Therefore, these people, because of their worldly pleasures and the desires, gatagatam labhante. Again, they suffer. They come back, they suffer. Therefore, what? There are some bhaktas. Real bhaktas are there, they want me alone, not any sense pleasures, not either swarga pleasures or bhuloka pleasures they want me alone. Who are they? Ananyas chintayanto maam. ഏ ജനാ പര്യുപാസതേ തേഷാം നിത്യാഭിയുക്താനാം യോഗക്ഷേമം വഹാമ്യഹം ഭഗവാൻ ഈസ് ആൾസോ ഹെൽപ്ലെസ് If we do not know what we want, if we are not clear really what we want, Bhagavan also cannot do anything. Suppose the child always loved to have a biscuit. The child always loved to have a biscuit. And that's why mother always shows a biscuit in her hand. And she is having, suppose, a golden biscuit in the hand. Now, golden biscuits, you know. And the gold biscuit is in one hand. Nor ordinary biscuit, Britannia biscuit, is another hand. Now, the mother is standing. Now, child come and takes what biscuit? Child come and take only Britannia biscuit, not gold biscuit. Why? Because the child do not know the value of the gold biscuit. Mother says also, no, I want this only. Mother knows the value of that gold, but child do not know. Both are available in front of the child. Why the child is interested in ordinary godum mau biscuit? Because the child is not aware of the value of the gold biscuit. Like that, Bhagavan is keeping the gold biscuit moksha in one hand keeping other worldly pleasures in another hand, artha, kama, dharma, this in one hand. Bhakta, child, is standing in front of God. Bhagavan cannot ask, oh Bhakta, take moksha. I don't want moksha, I want only artha, kama, pleasures, money, wealth. Not only wealth to me, my son also you must give. If my son won't take care also, you must provide for me also, tomorrow. Nella sethu vechukano, ellame. Insurance, medical check-up, any big treatment tomorrow may come. So keep money ready. So artha, wealth. I want to fulfill my desires. So therefore, we ask only this. Why this bhakta is not asking for moksha, gold, valuable moksha, why is not asking? Do not know that. He is not mature enough to value the moksha. How Bhagavan can give? Bhagavan is helpless. What to do? This temporary benefits only Bhagavan has to give, not knowing the value of the moksha. So Bhagavan is not responsible for your dukkha now. Understand? Bhagavan is not responsible for your dukkha. Since you are voting for ephemeral benefits, pleasures, they are giving only temporary sukha to you and you are getting again dukkha. You are not asking for that nitya sukham, moksham, you are not asking. Bhagavan is ready to keep, give. But we are not asking. In spite of listening Bhagavad Gita, we are not asking for moksha. What to do now? But there are people who are mature enough, refined mind people, they want only God. God alone is the means, God alone is the end. Bhagavan alone is sadhanam, Bhagavan alone is sadhyam. Why you are worshipping Bhagavan? For Bhagavan's sake, not for anything else's sake. You don't want all those things? I don't want. Why? Why? If you ask him, this Nishkama Bhakta says, hey, the Bhagavan who is giving everything to you, if you ask him, for him, he gives everything else. You are asking number 2. I am asking for number 10. 10 la 2 irukuma irukada? Sakama bhaktas are all like asking number 200 rupees. Nishkama bhakta asking for 1000 rupees. 1000 rupees la 200 rupees iruka illaya? Inda kanakkella theriyum swamini. Idella theriyada enna? 1000 rupees la 200 rupees irukke. Anal 200 rupees la 1000 rupees kadiyadu. என்ன கணக்கு கேல்குலேட்டர் வேணுமா? வேண்டாம். ஆல் ஃபைனைட் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் இஸ் லைக் 200 ரூபீ நோட்டு. 200 ரூபீஸ். மோக்ஷா இஸ் லைக் 1000 ரூபீ நோட். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இன் நிஷ்காம பக்தி யூ கெட் மோக்ஷா. இன் மோக்ஷா ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஆர் இன்க்ளூடெட். யாவானர்த்த உதப்பானே சர்வத சம்ப்ளுதோதகே, செகண்ட் சாப்டர். ஆல் ஃபைனைட் திங்ஸ் ஆர் இன்க்ளூடெட் இன் இன்ஃபினிட். நம்பர் 2 இஸ் இன்க்ளூடெட் இன் நம்பர் 10, 3, 4, 5, 6, ஆல் ஆர் இன்க்ளூடெட் இன் நம்பர் 10. சிமிலர்லி, ஆல் ஃபைனைட் திங்ஸ் ஆர் இன்க்ளூடெட் இன் இன்ஃபினிட் லார்ட். திஸ் பக்தா இஸ் மெச்சூர் எனஃப், ஐ வாண்ட் இன்ஃபினிட், நாட் ஃபைனைட். I want a gold biscuit, not ordinary biscuit. I don't want finite, I want infinite. Who is that? Ananya chintayantaha mam. Na anyaha. Mat sakashat anyaha nasti. For that bhakta, there is nothing else other than me. For him, ananya chintayantaha mam. Ananyaha. Who sees me as non-different from them. A jnani bhakta, anartha. జ్ఞానీభక్త పరాభక్త గుణాతీత స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ అనన్యా జనా దోస్ పీపుల్ జనా మీన్స్ దోస్ పీపుల్ జిజ్ఞాసూస్ తీవ్ర ముముక్షూస్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ మార్జాల భక్తి ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక ఈజ్ మర్కటక భక్తి మర్కటన్న మంకీ మంకీ డస్ వాట్ వెన్ మదర్ మంకీ ఈజ్ జంపింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ బ్రాంచ్ టు అనదర్ బ్రాంచ్ దిస్ మంకీ బేబీ మంకీ క్యాచెస్ మదర్స్ స్టమక్ వేరాజ్ మార్జాలం నెవర్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్స్ టోటల్లీ సరెండర్ టు ఇట్స్ మదర్ మార్జాల క్యాట్ మార్జాల మీన్స్ క్యాట్ క్యాట్ నెవర్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ క్యాట్ బేబీ క్యాట్ కిట్టెన్ నెవర్ బాదర్స్ అబౌట్ ఇట్స్ సెక్యూరిటీ ఇట్ టోటల్లీ సరెండర్స్ టు ఇట్స్ మదర్ మదర్ క్యాచ్ దట్ బేబీ క్యాట్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ వితౌట్ హర్టింగ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ క్యాచెస్ లిటిల్ నో ఇట్ గెట్స్ హర్ట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ వోంట్ క్యాచ్ ఇట్ విల్ ఫాల్ దేర్ఫోర్ కేర్ఫుల్ ఇట్ క్యాచ్ అండ్ చేంజ్ హౌస్ టు హౌస్ బట్ దిస్ మర్కటం సకామ భక్త నాట్ ట్రస్టింగ్ ద మదర్ మంకీ దేర్ఫోర్ క్యాచింగ్ భగవాన్ బట్ వెరాజ్ దిస్ మార్జాల భక్త భగవాన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ మీ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ బెస్ట్ హీ గివ్స్ టు మీ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ వర్రీ అబౌట్ దాట్ అనన్యా జనా మాం చింతయంతః పర్యుపాసతే డ్వెల్లింగ్ ఆన్ మీ దే వర్షిప్ మీ ఆల్వేస్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ గాడ్ అలోన్ ఫర్ గాడ్స్ సేక్ నాట్ కీపింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ వర్షిపింగ్ గాడ్ ఓ గాడ్ గివ్ మీ దిస్ గివ్ మీ దట్ ఐ వాంట్ నో తంబురా శృతి అది ఎప్పుడు స్వామిని భగవాన్ ఇరుక్కిరది అదికి దానే నమ్మ కేక్కిరదికి దానే ఇరుక్కారు జస్టిఫైయింగ్ జస్టిఫైయింగ్ యాజ్ దో ఈ సిట్టింగ్ ఓన్లీ టు గివ్ యూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఏన్నా అప్పుడు కై కామిచ్చిండే ఇరుపార్ ఇల్లయా అదెల్లా వందుండే ఇరుకణం కైలందే as though he is sitting for that purpose only we are thinking if you ask bhagavan he gives everything you are asking everything other than bhagavan everything is temporary bhagavan is permanent you are asking temporary sukham you get if you ask permanent bhagavan permanent sukham you get how immature people are you understand now Therefore, every form of the Lord can be finite or infinite also. Every form of the Lord, how you look at it. Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma, Parvati, Lakshmi, separately you see them for separate benefits, you get only finite benefit. If you look at that symbolized God as infinite, this is only symbol, you will get infinite phalam. In India, Tamil Nadu is included. Maharashtra included. Karnataka included. Andhra included. But in Tamil Nadu, Andhra is not included. Karnataka is not included. But in India, all states are included. Therefore, if you love India, you are loving as good as loving Tamil Nadu. If you love only Tamil Nadu, you are not loving India. India is like infinite. Tamil Nadu is finite. Puriyada? If you love India, you are loving all states. If you love only one state, only one language, one state, one only, it is very, very finite. Like that, if you love God as infinite, powerful, omniscient, if you worship only Saraswati for knowledge, you won't get Shakti. If you worship only Parvati for Shakti, you won't get knowledge. If you worship only Lakshmi, Deepavali time, only Lakshmi, you won't get knowledge and power. Now what you have to do? You worship the infinite Lord who is having power, wealth, knowledge, everything. Understand? சின்ன விஷயந்தான், நமக்கு ஏன் புரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது, புரியணுமே. அதுதான் அனன்யா சிந்தையந்தா மாம் ஏ ஜனாஹா பரியுபாசதே, பரி உபாசதே பரிதா சர்வதா ஆல் த டைம் ஹேவிங் சீன் தோஷாஸ் இன் எவ்ரி திங் தே கம் டு மீ, அஹம் யோகக்ஷேமம் வஹாமி தேஷாம் நித்யுக்தானாம், நித்ய அபியுக்தானாம் those people, தேஷா means of those நித்ய அபியுக்தானாம் எவர் ஸ்டெட்ஃபாஸ்ட் பக்தாஸ், ஐ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் தெம் தேர் பேசிக் நீட்ஸ், ஐ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் தேர் பேசிக் நீட்ஸ். நித்ய அபியுக்தானாம் யோகக்ஷேமம் வஹாமி, யோகா மீன்ஸ் அப்ராப்தஸ்ய பிராப்தி, இஃப் தே டு நாட் ஹாவ் எனி திங் ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் தெம் யோகா. ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஹூ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப், ஐ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் தட் ஆல்சோ, வாட் எவர் ஐ ஹாவ் கிவன் ஐ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆல்சோ, ஸோ தட் தே கேன் பி ஹாப்பி. யோகா க்ஷேமாக, ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் க்ளோதிங், ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் ஷெல்டர், ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் ஃபுட், எவ்ரி திங் ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட், அண்ட் ஹெல்த் ஆல்சோ ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட், ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் குரு, ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் சாஸ்திரா, அண்ட் ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் தி புத்தி டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சாஸ்திரா. இஃப் தே ஓன்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ, தே ஆஸ்க் ஒன்லி ஃபைனைட், ஐ ப்ரொவைட் மணி பிகாஸ் தே ஆஸ்க்டு மணி, பட் ஐ கெனாட் ப்ரொவைட் புத்தி பிகாஸ் தே ஹவ் நாட் ஆஸ்க்டு. புத்தி ரஹித தனம் வாட் ஃபார், அண்ட் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் சப்போஸ் ஹெல்த், மணி இஸ் தேர் நோ ஹெல்த், ஹெல்த் இஸ் தேர் மணி இஸ் தேர் நோ மனசாந்தி. ஸோ பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் லேக்கிங் ஒன் திங் ஆர் அதர் பிகாஸ் தேர் ஆல் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபைனைட் திங்ஸ். ஆஸ்க் த லார்ட் இன்ஃபினிட், லார்ட் இன்ஃபினிட் திங்ஸ், ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் தட் ஓன்லி, ஐ வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் தெம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா வில் ரீட். Another commentator writes, Yoga Kshema means, Yoga means that Jeevatma Paramatma Aikya Jnana. Aham Vahami means I will take care of them. They will get that knowledge. I am non-different from Bhagavan, non-separate from Bhagavan. I am also self. Bhagavan is also self. Paramatma, Jeevatma, Jeeva and Parama are not true, but Atma is the true nature. That knowledge I will give. Having given that knowledge, I see that knowledge always, they must be fresh in their mind. Kshemam. Kshemam means what? After giving that knowledge, I see that that knowledge always, and jnana phalam also I will give. Jnanasya rakshanam. That jnanam is always available under crisis. Many people, they attend Bhagavad Gita class, but they suffer when the family problems comes. Why? Bhagavan is not doing rakshanam. They have not taken care of it. While studying Bhagavad Gita also, they have not totally surrendered to the Lord. Edo some academic scholarship sake, some edo kalakshepam onnume vela illa veetla enna pandrathu, edo swamini nalla vaarthai solran poiittu varalam anna ora appadi padikkum bodhu Bhagavan mathra enna panna mudiyum. And when family problems comes, they suffer and they struggle. And how family members will ask, you are going to Bhagavad Gita class, why you are crying like this? And this lady totally forgets she is going to Bhagavad Gita class. That much interest in Bhagavad Gita, what to do? People question, family members question, when you are associated with so and so Swamini, you are attending so many years Bhagavad Gita classes, and now you are looking like, you know, a pitiable human being and suffering for everything. You are having short-temperedness, and you are having doubting nature, and you are complaining on others, and you are worrying so much internally. You are not looking like a Gita student. அப்போ என்ன சொல்லுவேன், உடனே பத்ரகாளி மாதிரி கோபம் வந்துடும். ஐ ஆம் எ கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஓன்லி. தென் யூ ஆர் இஃப் யூ ஏ கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட், யூ ஷுட் நாட் பிஹேவ் லைக் திஸ். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த நாலேஜ் ஹேஸ் நாட் ஜெல் வித் ஹர் பர்சனாலிட்டி. க்ஷேமா இஸ் நாட் தேர். யோகா ஹாஸ் கம். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஜானம் வர மாதிரி தோன்றது, பட் நாட் பகவான்ஸ் ரக்ஷணா இஸ் நாட் தேர். That is why understanding that I am Brahman. I know, Swami, I am Brahman because you are teaching very nicely. But my husband, sometimes he gives problem. I am Brahman, I know. But my husband gives problem. Amma, amma, Brahman ki husband undodi. So when it comes to our practical life, we are different persons. When we look into our notebooks and CDs and all, we are so nice. What for that knowledge? Bhagavan says, a person really who surrender to me, I give that knowledge, yogaha. Yogaha means what? Jivatma, paramatma, aikya, jnanam, I provide. And I see that person remembers, rakshanam also I do that. That knowledge should come to surface all the time for him or her when the crisis comes. That is why many people, after studying Vedanta also, they cannot live happily because Bhagavan is not able to do that rakshanam of that knowledge. Therefore, it's not easy to get knowledge, and the jnana phalam also very important. Jnana prapti, Jnana Rakshana Prapti means Kshema means what? My Kshema is when I remember my real nature all the time. As a grandmother, I should not lose sight of my Brahma Swarupam. When my granddaughter is standing in front of me, or my grandson or daughter is suffering with a disease, suppose, I should not cry and worry. At that time, I have to say, Mano buddhya hankara chitta ninaham. Class me ella jolluvom. When my dear and near are suffering, or my body is also suffering, tremendous pain I am undergoing, my near and dear undergoing a pain, I should boldly say that I am Brahman, I don't have any disease. That is called Jnana Nishtha. It takes a lot of time, thought of time. Next shloka. Epyanya devata bhaktah.
Epyanya devata bhaktah.
Yajante shraddhayanvitah.
Yajante shraddhayanvitah.
Tepi mameva kaunteyam.
Yajantya vidhi purvakam.
The previous sloka, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam, is a very, very important sloka. It is about a superior Nishkama Bhakta. Nishkama Bhakta is a superior Bhakta. Sakama Bhakta is also a Bhakta, but inferior Bhakta. Immature Bhakta. Do not know what to ask. Nishkama Bhakta is a mature Bhakta. Therefore, Bhagavan also will take care of him. He provides knowledge and see that knowledge works in his life. Now, Bhagavan says here, hey Arjuna, only few people resort to me, my real nature, but many people look at different devatas for different purposes. They worship only different devatas. Garbhambikai. I want to get children, and people go there. No? Garbhambikai. Want to get Visa Balaji, any or Balaji irkar. Illana Anjaneyar. Idukku adukku inga Anjaneyar kuda Visa ka? Oh, ఆళ్వార్ పేట ఆంజనేయర్ ఆల్సో వీసా పర్పస్ లైక్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే వాంట్ దే వర్షిప్ ద లార్డ్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్పస్ ఓన్లీ దే వర్షిప్ దే డు నాట్ నో దట్ ఐ ఆమ్ ది ఇన్ఫినిట్ లార్డ్ ఎలోన్ ఫుల్ఫిలింగ్ దేర్ డిజైర్స్ త్రూ దట్ గాడ్ దే డు నాట్ నో దట్ దే డు నాట్ నో దట్ నౌ హీ సేస్ ఏ అపి అన్యదేవతా భక్తాః అన్యదేవతా భక్తాః మీన్స్ నాట్ సీయింగ్ ద భగవాన్ యాజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆర్ మెనీ దెర్ ఈజ్ వన్ గాడ్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ గాడ్ ఓన్లీ గాడ్ నాట్ వన్ గాడ్ దెర్ ఆర్ నో మెనీ గాడ్స్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఓన్ వన్ గాడ్ అని చెప్పకూడదు దెర్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ గాడ్ మరి హౌ మెనీ ఫార్మ్స్ సో మెనీ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఫార్మ్స్ మే బి మెనీ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్ వెన్ యూ వర్షిప్ వినాయక అండ్ వినాయక చవితి డే వర్షిప్ వినాయక యాజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ ఇన్ విజయదశమి అండ్ ద డేస్ నవరాత్రిస్ వెన్ యూ వర్షిప్ దేవి దేవి యూ వర్షిప్ యాజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ విజన్ బట్ జనరల్లీ పీపుల్ సీ వాట్ కపాలేశ్వర యూ సీ యాజ్ కపాల ద వన్ హూ క్యారీస్ కపాల నో కపాలేశ్వర ద కపాలం భిక్షాందేహి భిక్షాందేహి ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ భిక్ష ఫ్రమ్ అన్నపూర్ణాదేవి దట్ శివ ఈజ్ ఫైనైట్ ఆర్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ కపాలేశ్వరర్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆనే కపాల ఫర్ ఫుడ్ వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ హీస్ గెటింగ్ ఫుడ్ ఫ్రమ్ అన్నపూర్ణాదేవి నౌ అన్నపూర్ణాదేవి ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ ఆర్ కపాలేశ్వరర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ వీ హ్యావ్ నెవర్ థాట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సీ లక్ష్మీ సరస్వతి పార్వతి యు సీ సపరేట్లీ దే ఆర్ ఫైనైట్ ఆల్ త్రీ పుట్ టుగెదర్ ఇచ్చాశక్తి క్రియాశక్తి జ్ఞానశక్తి ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ ఇఫ్ యు సీ దట్ యు విల్ గెట్ ద బెనిఫిట్ బట్ పీపుల్ వోంట్ సీ దట్ వే దే సీ ఓన్లీ ఫైనైట్ మై గాడ్ ఈజ్ గ్రేట్ మై గాడ్ ఈజ్ గ్రేట్ మై గాడ్స్ మంత్ర ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ నీ పండ్ర మంత్రం అవ్వడం సుపీరియర్ ఇల్లే అన్న ఏ పైత్యం దిస్ పైత్యం ఎన్న పండ్రది ఇంత పైత్యతకైనా దేర్ ఫోర్ మై గాడ్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ దట్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ దట్ ఏరియా ఆంజనేయర్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ లైక్ దాట్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఫైటింగ్ క్వారలింగ్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో హెల్ప్లెస్ యునో ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఫెయిర్ ఆన్ అవర్ పార్ట్ యాజ్ ఏ భక్త అండ్ వెన్ యూ వర్షిప్ కీప్ ద డిఫరెంట్ ఫొటోస్ ఇన్ యువర్ పూజా రూమ్ హౌ మచ్ ఫియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ హౌ మచ్ ఫియర్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ వీఆర్ కీపింగ్ ఇన్ ద పూజా రూమ్ హౌ మచ్ నాలెడ్జ్ వీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ అబౌట్ దోస్ ఫార్మ్స్ వీ నెవర్ ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వై దీస్ మెనీ ఫార్మ్స్ ఐఎమ్ కీపింగ్ హౌ ఐఎమ్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ఈచ్ ఫార్మ్ హౌ మచ్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ అవర్ నాలెడ్జ్ అబౌట్ గాడ్ హౌ మచ్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ వీ హ్యావ్ నో ఇగ్నరెన్స్ దేర్ఫ్ భగవాన్ సీస్ అన్యదేవతా భక్తాః శ్రద్ధయాన్వితాః విత్ శ్రద్ధ దే ఆర్ వర్షిప్పింగ్ మీ అలోన్ యజంతే తే అపి మామేవ యజంతే దే ఆల్సో వర్షిప్పింగ్ మీ అలోన్ హౌ మెనీ గాడ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ వన్ గాడ్ సో యు ఆర్ వర్షిప్పింగ్ సపోజ్ కృష్ణ యు ఆర్ ఏ కృష్ణ భక్త దిస్ భగవద్గీత కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ ఆర్ ఫైనైట్ గాడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లిజనింగ్ హోల్ రామాయణ సీత రామునికి ఎన్న సంబంధం అని కేట్టిన మాదిరి ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టీచింగ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఫైనైట్ గాడ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ యు గో టు కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ పీపుల్ దే సే ఇఫ్ యు వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ ఎలోన్ యు గో టు స్వర్గ అదర్వైజ్ నరక దట్ మీన్స్ దే ఆర్ కన్వర్టింగ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ టు ఫైనైట్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ థ్రైవింగ్ విత్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ మనీ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ గివింగ్ బుక్స్ ఫ్రీలీ ఆల్సో స్వామిని మెనీ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఐ సా ఐ హ్యావ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ గీత బుక్ స్వామిని అన్న ఐఎమ్ రియల్లీ ఐ గెట్ బ్లడ్ ప్రెషర్ ఆల్సో Once they say that, I am reading that book and they bring to my class also many times. How dangerous it is. They say Krishna means, Krishna alone is God. All gods are not at all gods. If you worship them, don't come to us. If you are Ayyappa Bhakta, forget about him. You, Krishna alone is God. What to do? That means what? They are taking Lord Krishna of Bhagavad Gita as finite God. Lord Krishna talking about himself as infinite God. It's not easy to understand. And crores of people following that. And they have many centers, temples all over the world. Many followers. How difficult, how dangerous that type of thinking. Bhagavan says, okay, they are also worshipping me only. Yeah. Because there is no second God. Te api sraddhayanvitaha and or pai irukum. And the pai la mala irukum. And the mala japam panninde irupa. Sraddhayanvitaha. Namam puttindi. So much seva they are doing. Bhajana. Aradhana. Sraddhayanvitaha. Te mam eva sraddhayanvitaha bhajante yajanti. How? Avidhi purvakam. Ajnana purvakam. Inna ide. Ajnana purvakam. You worship Krishna as infinite God, you are fortunate. And you worship Krishna as finite God and telling others, if you worship any God, he is not a God. Krishna alone is God. And chunna, Krishna also pity of those people. No? What to do? Krishna also helpless. Paavam, avaru onnu panna mudiyala. Avaru kuda onnu panna mudiyala. That's why he says, ye api anya devata bhaktaha, means here, understand, even though they are worshipping me, Krishna alone, as finite God, it is called anya devata. Because they are not worshipping me as infinite God. Infinite God means what? God is one. God alone is there. Rama, Shiva, Brahma, Lakshmi, Vishnu, all are only names. You worship any God, doesn't matter. Akashat patitam toyam yatha gacchati sagaram. What is the droplet fall, you know, that goes to the ocean only. Similarly, you do namaskara to any God, it goes to Bhagavan only. That must be the attitude. Kaunteya, O Arjuna, abhidipurvakam yajante. Shraddha is there. Shraddhayanvitaha. Every day they do lot of puja, rituals and all they follow. And they clean the murti and do alankara, shraddhayanvitaha. But how? Avidhi purvakam. Vidhi means jnanam. Avidhi means ajnanam. Na vidhi means ajnana purvakam. Unknowingly, not knowing me as parabhakta. Para Ishwaraha, total, they do not know. Therefore, all the finite gods are Karyam Brahma. All the finite gods are Karyam Brahma. Through this God, you are sending your all prayers to the infinite. So your bhavana is very important here. You worship symbolized one form, but you should not criticize other forms. You should not look at down upon other forms. All forms are included in formless God. To understand this, you have to study Bhagavad Gita thoroughly from a proper teacher. Otherwise, you cannot understand. People continue their life. They born with ignorance, continue with ignorance, and die with ignorance. About what? About themselves, about God, about world. If you born with ignorance, it doesn't matter, but never die with ignorance. That's what Bhagavan wants. Everyone born with ignorance, self-ignorance, Ishvara ignorance, world ignorance is there. But why you are dying with ignorance? Nurturing your ignorance, not knowing that you are in ignorance. Next shloka.
Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natu mam abhijananti tatvena tachyavanti te
If they worship God in finite form, taking that form only ultimate, what is that loss, disadvantage? Bhagavan says here, Aham sarvayajnanam aham hi bhokta. Sarvayajnanam means every vrata, Satyanarayana vrata, any puja, homa, yajna, yaga, any type of puja, anywhere, whatever form you do. Sarvayajnanam, who is the bhokta? Who is taking that puja phalam? Na puja, offerings, who is taking bhokta? I alone am taking, Arjuna. Aham bhokta. Whatever form they are offering, whatever they are offering, if they are doing pradakshana with navagrahas, adityaya, somaya, mangalaya, budaya, cha guru sukrasini, bhyascha, rahave, ketave, namaha, the people are go on doing that, what they are offering at each graha, that comes to me. I am the bhokta. Even any temple, Parthasarathi temple, Kapaleshwara temple, whatever they offer, I am the bhokta. Prabhuhu evacha. Prabhuhu means the Lord, the Master. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamudachate Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.